What's up, good people? This is your host, Neil Real, and this is the Apostate Apple Broadcast. Today, I'll be sharing my opinion on what I think of sexual immorality, or what some Bible translate as fornication. As you know, I was a Christian and now I'm not, and so I have a different view. I can think for myself and I can look at these things and say what I think. And so this is just an opinion episode today. Let's get right into it. So today we're talking about fornication. And if you study the scriptures, if different translations will call it sexual immorality. And I'm excluding adultery because I already talked about that. But fornication, if you do the research in the scriptures, you'll find that it includes several different things. So premarital sex is in there, homosexuality. You can include transsexuality as well, even though it's not mentioned. Kind of is mentioned. Effeminate is what they call it. Bestiality is in there, and then incest, sex with close relatives. So what are my views? All right. First of all, obviously, I don't have an issue with premarital sex. Sex is normal. We talked about the church's lock on sex, particularly premarital sex, and where that came from. And so I got a whole episode talking about that. So frankly, you're free to do it. There's no issue with premarital sex. You should have sex with whoever you want. It's consensual and there's no issue. Masturbation is what religion has deemed as foul, but it's nowhere in scripture. If you study the Bible, you'll find it nowhere. Okay, so if your pastor is telling you masturbation is a sin, you're telling them to show you the scripture. There's one passage about a man who was told by God to get his brother's wife pregnant. His brother died in battle. He was told to have sex with his brother's wife to bear seed for her to keep the brother's lineage open. And so he didn't want to do it. And so what he would do is have sex with her. But when it was time to come, he would just spill his seed, quote unquote, onto the ground, which is how the Bible put it. He's kept spilling his seed. So the guy killed him for that. And so some pastors will use that passage to say that that was masturbation. He spilled his seed. And so, but it's not. He was having sex. He was told, he was ordered to reproduce with his dead brother's wife to bear children for his legacy. And he didn't want to do it. And that's why he got killed. It wasn't because he was spilling his seed on the ground. And so they equate spilling your seed or wasting your seed to masturbation. And so they try to say that that's what he did, and so you're doing that when you masturbate, so you're wrong for that. No, never let them pastors use that against you. There's nowhere in scripture where it says masturbation is a sin. Homosexuality. What are my views on homosexuality now that I'm an apostate? Homosexuality, or everything to do with that, transsexuality, gay, lesbian, queer, all of that stuff, I think it's not immoral and it's not moral. It's just people having sex with the same sex. Some of them want to dress up like the opposite sex. There's nothing immoral about it. However, we can see that people who are participating in this behavior don't necessarily have the sexual parts to really express themselves. So that's the issue with it. I don't think people are born that way. I think that they're altered in some way. And I've often heard the same backstory from a lot of these people. Is molestation is one, sexual assault or sexual abuse. I also heard of the father not being there, or the father was a terrible person or whatever. And then finally, I hear autosuggestion. So a lot of schools are now teaching kids, hey, you could be gay. And they just kind of say that it's a normal thing. But I don't think it's normal simply because of people don't have the necessary parts to actually practice what they want to do. The lesbian does not have a penis to penetrate the women that they find sexually attractive. The man who is effeminate does not have a vagina, so he has to use his anus. And the man who is attracted to a man, he doesn't have a vagina to stick, so they got to go through the anus, and the anus is not equipped or built for a penis. All right? So that's how I look at it. However, these people have alternative desires that they can't help. I think that that's not going to change. I don't think they're immoral for having them. Something happened to them that altered their sexual orientation and desires, and we just have to live with that, you know, and accept these people and love them for who they are. I would say, and this is where the LGB community will get offended, we can accept them, but let's not make more gay people. That's what I think, all right? Because of the life that these people have to live. Now think about it. Most people are not homosexuals, okay? And so you now, if you're a homosexual person, you got to go find somebody like you to have sex with and be in a long-term relationship with. And let's say that you feel like you're in the wrong body, that you are a man, but you are a female. Or let's just say that you feel like a woman, but you have a male body. The transition period is painful. All of that shit that people have to deal with because they feel like they're in the wrong body. And they do. I believe they do. It's not some mental issue. I think it's a spiritual issue. I think it's an issue of the will that's been altered to where this is what they're into. This is what they like. This is what arouses them. And we have to respect that. But it's a hard life being a homosexual. It's a hard life being a trans person. That's the way I see it. We respect them. We love them. But let's not. What if the child was not abused growing up? What if the child was not molested? What if they weren't told over and over again by their teacher in sex class that they could be gay just because they have some effeminate traits? You see? So, you know, I look at it like that because to be in that lifestyle is difficult. I look at that. I can empathize with these people. I can see that, damn, you got to find somebody that like you. You know, for me, it's like, OK, there's all these women around. I just find the one that has a preference for me. But now, if you're a gay dude and you looking for sex with another man, a lot of these guys are not interested in having sex with you because they're heterosexual. So you got to find somebody that's down like that, you know, and that can be difficult. What is the population of people in the alphabet community? What is the population? It's very small compared to the rest of the population. So this is where I say that's an issue. But let's not make more gay people. Just respect the ones that we have. But people are free to, you know, alter their body to look like women. I've seen some really attractive transsexual people. You know, they really look like women. Hey, do your thing if you want to do that. I just don't want to keep making people like this because it's hard for these people to be who they are. Let's say we change the world and where people were tolerant and acceptable of homosexuality. They still would have a hard time. Because they don't have the necessary parts to do what they want to do. But I get it, though. I empathize with them completely. I get the desire to have sex with the same sex. I understand that completely. I have the same drive for the opposite sex. So I can see you being a man and looking at other men as if they were women and saying, I really want to have sex with them. I really want to engage in a relationship with them. I get it. And this is not some mental issue. This is the way you are. Because of whatever previous things that might have happened. Now, someone say, I'm born this way. This is just natural. If it was natural, you would have grew a vagina. You guys who want to get fucked in the ass, you would have grew a vagina. A vagina would have appeared up under your balls. Okay? For the lesbians, your clitoris would have turned into a dick. And you would be able to penetrate that woman and get hard. For the homosexuals that like getting fucked in the ass, you got to dump a bunch of lube down your ass for that to work properly. And you got to worry about what you ate because you might end up pulling it out. And now you got a bunch of quote unquote paint everywhere. As one transsexual said in an interview, I was watching an interview with a comedian and he has different people on, and this lady named T.S. Madison was on, and she talked about her first anal sex experience, and she said it hurt, and then she doodled all over the guy. You see, if this is normal, that wouldn't happen. So I hope you guys can accept my logic in this. I respect your behavior. I feel you on that. Okay, I've seen what y'all do in porn. I've looked at it. The desire is normal, I would say. Desire for the same sex, not so much. I think something's changed. But nevertheless, people are this way and we have to accept them. I accept you. I respect you. But this is what I'm looking at from my logical mind. I'm looking at that and saying, damn, look what you got to do to, in order to actually get down. I know somebody going to be offended, but I don't give a fuck. This is my podcast. I can say what the fuck I want to say. And fuck you for being upset about it. Okay. One thing I don't like about the LGBT community is the bullying sometimes. You know, I'm not against y'all. All right. So don't be getting on me about this shit. This is my fucking podcast. Say what the fuck I want to say. Now, bestiality is also included in fornication or sexual immorality. That is considered wrong by God. However, I don't see an issue with it. Brother Neil, why are you saying these things? I can see you taking animals that don't want to be involved in that and harming them. And that's wrong. Let the animal be free. But if the animal is cool with it, like I've seen a lot of women, you go, there's something called zoophilia where people have sex. I think that's how you say it. Well, they have sex with animals. And so I've seen a lot of women in particular having sex with their dogs, you know, and I kind of went into that community and just looked around and, you know, read stories and watched videos. And this is a thing. And so now every time I see a woman walking her dog, and it's usually, if it's a real big dog, I suspect that she's got that male dog humping her at home sometime, you know. But if the dog ain't got a problem with it, I don't see no problem with it. I remember this lady, it was a young girl, I would say. She was talking about giving her review of sex with an animal, particularly a dog. And she was talking about how they can't get you pregnant and they don't have STDs. So, and they don't see her having a problem with it. You know, Scooby up there humping you, he don't seem to be upset about it. So certainly people don't like you fucking they dogs. You know, I heard of a story where some boy went into somebody's yard and started fucking their pit bulls and he got arrested for it. The female pit bull was just letting them. But people don't like that. They think they own their pets and those pets belong to them and they don't want them their pets touched by people on the outside. So that ain't cool. You shouldn't fuck other people's dogs. You know, it's what it is out here. I think it's weird. You know, I certainly not involved in any of that. But and the psychology behind some of these women, not all of them, but some of them who have sex with their male dogs, is that they don't want a relationship with a real man, an actual man, because you can control a dog a lot better than you can do a full-grown man. And so these women, they use the dog as protection and they use the dog for sex. So they'll that's her companion. You know, and something psychologically is off with her to where she don't trust men anymore. And so now she's got this huge dog that has sex with her on command in some cases. And perhaps she's getting something out of it. But it's a dog. Men and women and, you know, animals are just not compatible with each other. But look, it's out there. Like I said, I encourage you to go look at some of this stuff. It's there right on the internet. You'll see it. You know, people fucking farm animals and all this type of shit. Like I said, if it's not harming the animal and it's not harming you, I don't see what the issue is. So finally, there's incest, okay? Incest, you know, there's a whole chapter in the Old Testament talks about don't have sex with your mama, don't have sex with your aunties and your sister and your grandma and all this stuff, all right? Obviously, there are some genetic issues that come from procreating with people who are very similar to you in DNA. I think that's a real thing. So to have children with people that are closely related to you is a fucking problem. Do your research on that. But I've watched these documentaries. No, not documentaries. Talk shows where they'll have, you know, two cousins that they fell up and they know their relationship isn't acceptable by the mainstream society, but they love each other and this, that, and the other. I don't see an issue with that. I don't see an issue with that. Okay. My only issue with it is non-consensual sex. Say, for instance, a parent decides they're going to have sex with their child. When that child is still forming it's, you got no business fucking your kids. That's sexual abuse. And so that's wrong, and that should not be acceptable at all. And that is a form of incest. Not cool with that. But watch this. I remember a guy who fell in love with his mother, but he didn't know her. So he found her later on in life. She gave him up for adoption or something like that. And he doubled back, did the research, found his mother, and they fell in love, and he was having sex with his own mama. You know, now he's a grown man. He's in his early 20s, and it happened. Hey, they got love. I don't see what the issue is. I don't see what the issue is, you know. Hey, it's just my opinion, y'all. Just my opinion. And that's it for fornication. It lists. So finally, you know what a really fucked up thing is? There's nowhere in scripture where it talks about pedophilia. And it may even be condoned it. Okay. Now, I've discovered in some Judaic text outside of the Holy Scriptures, as they call them, the Talmudic writings, they talk about pedophilia and how it's acceptable to a certain extent. But obviously we don't support that. I don't respect that. Okay. Children don't have a say. They can't really consent. You have to let them get of age to where they can, you know, decide what they want to do. And, you know, 2 years old is just not it. And this is what they were talking about, I think, about 2 years old or so. So I don't support that. Rape, obviously, I'm against that. That's a sexual violation. Just taking something that's non-consensual. And unfortunately, the Bible kind of, you know, we're going to talk about that. There's misogyny all in the Bible. But yeah, these are my views. Premarital sex is fine. Yeah, that's my view on it. I'm not going to talk about kinks and fetishes. That's all private stuff that people like between themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. I have no business speaking on it. But to give my opinion on what the Bible used to, you know, what the Bible says about these different things, I do want to share my view officially. It might change later on down the line. Like, share, subscribe, rate this podcast. Email me at neil@neilreal.com. Have a good day. Thank you.